Good God.
Did we already go through the book club for supremacists on this one?
We didn't, but we got it. We're going to start a program.
So here's the program.
Yep.
For old 1488 and the boys.
Yeah.
This is what you need to do. First book, Tom Sawyer.
Yep.
Huck Finn.
Yep.
Get it going. Get some fucking...
Catch some good N-words in action.
Get some good Twain. Yeah. There's the N-word in there.
You fired up a little bit.
Slowly gets in there, but it's in a good context. You're still fired up.
Exactly. You can get a little fucking...
It's a good N-word.
You imagine yourself on the
raft. It's still inappropriate, and you'll still get excited.
Imagine yourself on the bank shooting at the raft.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, just put yourself in the bank, yeah, with an AR-15 and a ski mask and like a fucking don't tread on me flag. You're like, fuck you, Huck Finn, and fuck you, Jim.
Huck Finn, you race traded motherfucker.
Yeah. Now, then the next book you need to read is Uncle Tom's Cabin. That'll slowly knock you out of it.
Don't.
Trust me, there's going to be some N-words in there.
And you're going to kind of want to light it on fire, but don't.
And
dude.
Yes, you are. You're going to end up siding with the wrong group in that one.
but don't, no. Dude.
Uncle Tom's Cabin. And then from there, you're going to want to go to, what was it? To Kill a Mockingbird.
Kill a Mockingbird.
That's going to be the change.
Yeah, that'll get you.
That's
going to
be the big change.
You'll see it.
And then from there, just, what was it? Watch Doug.
Watch Doug, the cartoon. Then Skeeter's Blue.
Skeeter's Blue.
So not going to mind
ease.
Them.
That's a very nice ease into black people.
And then watch. Okay. And then watch Rocky 2 because you're going to need a little pick me up.
Oh, no. Watch Rocky 1. That'll get you fired up a little bit. You got to fight cocky Apollo.
Yeah.
Now you're going to not like him, but then you're going to respect him a little bit.
Yeah, you will.
And then
Rocky 4.
Rocky 2.
Okay.
Where they're pals.
Yeah.
They're palling around.
Yeah, and then watch him beat up the Russian.
And then 4.
Skip Mr. T.
Definitely skip 3. That'll be a setback. That'll be a big setback. Do not watch Rocky 3. Rocky 3 will be a huge setback.
You'll be back on the compound ripping the ARs.
That's the big thing for the fucking training. Because if you watch Rocky 3, that's going to set you all the way back to Huck Finn. You're going to start the whole way over. Because Rocky 3, when Clover Lane kills the fucking Mick, when he kills Mick, dude, you're going to get your AR. You're going to pick up an AR-15 and start treading on people.
You will.
So skip Rocky 3, go straight to 4, and you get to watch a fucking American beat up some Russians.
Exactly.
After, also, you get to watch a white guy defend his black friend's honor.
That's the program, dude.
Now you're free of your fucking dumb...
Mark that down.
Of your
That's
dumb
the program.
Shit.
For and three then, easy payments of $19.95.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll throw in two. free.
For three easy payments of $14.88. And also, maybe pick a sports team other than the New England Patriots.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's the program. So Huck Finn.
Don't think about Kaepernick. That'll piss you off.
Huck Finn, Uncle Tom's Cabin. What was 3?
Kill a Mockingbird.
Kill a Mockingbird. Doug. There's a big jump in
Skeeter,
culture.
Skeeter, he's blue. You don't
Skeeter's
know what's going
blue,
on.
Skeeter's blue. And then Rocky 1, 2. Skip 3.
Definitely.
If you don't skip 3, you're going to end up, I don't know.
You might have to do, I don't know what you have to do.
There's going
to
be a fucking Oklahoma City if you don't fucking skip 3. You're going to McVeigh out.
Yeah, you will.
And then Rocky 4.
Yeah. And that's it.
Damn, dude.
It's good.
We
that's
did it.
It's a good program.
Then watch OJ on Netflix.
Oh, no. Don't do it. Then come back to the cast. Just knock that.
Yeah, then come right back to the cast and laugh about racism. Don't indulge in it.
Yes. You know, and if you indulge in it a little bit.
Yeah, you can indulge in some racism and sexism and homophobia a little bit.
Just have fun.
You also got to be able to make fun of white guys, too.
That's true.
Because white guys are fucking gay. Do you know that?
That's true.
You know what I was thinking? When I fucking Googled 1488 or whatever, I was at a fucking...
What?
I was at a coffee shop.
So?
Well, I didn't want to say I was at a coffee shop.
Oh, you still get
because my
fun
friend called me fucking
coffee,
gay
dude,
for being at a coffee
so
shop.
Fucking funny.
But I like looked around at all the white people and I was like, I don't know, man. You really trying to make a world better for white kids?
What do you mean? I mean, they're chilling pretty
they're
hard.
They're not fucking special. These white kids, they're fucking just as gay as anybody.
Yeah, 100%.
Just make a world better for everyone.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, I've
except,
definitely...
Except... No, I'm kidding, yeah.
What?
Nothing, I was joking.
I was fucking around. Yeah, there's definitely, like...
Like, go to a college campus and sit there and be like, we need to make a world better for white kids. It's like,
come on, bud.
These guys fucking suck, too.
The fuck, arguably...
Slow down.
Nothing worse, yeah. I don't know, they're brutal, dude.
In the ranking system, when there's like a pack of bros... Pretty bad.
They're pretty. Yeah, they're pretty annoying. I could see that. I also like. There's like uber white to where like.
Autistic.
No, not fucking
Are you
autistic.
Talking
is.
Autism, man.
No, I'm talking about like dudes. I think I even said this before. Dudes who are so white, they look like they're fucking tourists. They just walk around like.
For sure. Cargo shorts.
Not even
socks.
Cargo shorts. Talking like a bubble feather jacket with like tight pants and like, come on, Dad. You like only eat outside.
Oh, you mean they dress like Europeans?
People who are so white, they want to be European, yes.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That's a problem. Fucking
hair
Europe.
Bun, fucking.
Who like only eat in outdoor cafes.
Yeah.
It's like,
I eat in outdoor cafes, but I'm pretty much always wearing like a West Virginia pullover.
You eat a fucking bagel outside of Starbucks.
Hey, that's
at
an
like
outside cafe.
You eat a bagel
I
with
eat
bloodshot
outdoor cafes.
Eyes.
How dare you question my life, dude?
You eat a fucking bagel and a banana.
I eat an outdoor shop, dude. I eat at fucking Saxby's sometimes, too. That's a little outdoor cafe.
You eat at Chipotle outside.
I eat outdoor Chipotle. What cafes are you talking about?
I'm talking about like fucking like five-star restaurants outside
of
Rittenhouse.
Oh, that's what you're chatting about. I thought you were just talking about being a white dork sitting outside.
Oh, dude.
that reminds me of being white trash.
I love how you're sitting outside Starbucks with an 89-cent banana thing you're putting on the Ritz, dude. That's so
I don't think it's the nicest thing. I'm just saying white people eating outside. I thought that's what we were going for.
Love eating outside, dude.